Tom Brown, the allegation has been levelled at you that you chewed gum, then took it out and put it into the eye socket of Howie's binoculars. How do you plead?
Eddie, 2 points. There was How do you plead? Not guilty on the not basis guilty. Of no not intention. Guilty. There was no intention to put it there.
No. We'll go to intent
not?
Afterwards. Yeah. Did it happen? Guilty or not guilty?
It may have happened.
Right, so guilty.
Potentially.
You're a lawyer. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty, no intention.
No. Did you do it? And then we'll get to the mitigating circumstances.
I think Brownie gave me some extra before the segment. I was all pumped up during the segment, and I've obviously put it down on the desk, and it somehow got on the binoculars.
Could it have been left on the desk?
This is the magic bullet theory of this. It's could jumped it off the desk.
Back into the left.
Could it have been left on the desk? Did you leave it on the desk, and then the next person who came in saw it and went, and I'll put it in Brownie's.
That's possible.
That's very possible.
Hey, that's casting doubt over the rest of us
in that
box.
That's what I'm doing.
And that won't go down well.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Is it more realistic that you've put something sticky on a desk and then it's stuck to something else, or that somebody else has got involved and stuck it into the binoculars?
No, it's the plausible theory that I might have put it down, but I did go home and check with Tara, and she did say I was looking for some support, and she said, Tom, you are pretty bad with your chewing gum, so she didn't offer much support. But I like Eddie's theory. Honestly, I didn't deliberately put it there, clearly.
Well, that's intent. Howard would have gone, let's just say, Mark Howard, who's a fairly affable and fairly friendly sort of guy. How do you reckon that would have gone if they were Brian Taylor's binoculars and Brian had ended up with some chewy in his
Brian
eye?
Would have got the binoculars and stuck them in your eye. Mm.
Correct. I'd be digging ditches this morning down the side of my property. I'd be out of business, I reckon.
I mean, it would have been fine if Howie would have been fine if Howie was calling a Hawthorn game because he only uses one eye for those ones.
No, but Eddie has alluded to the fact that Howie's binoculars are on the modest side, so perhaps as a gesture of good faith, I could replace them with some better models.
Do you know how much good binoculars cost?
How much?
Start at $2,500, Tommy, and work your way up. Got a statement from Harry this morning. Simply reads, I'm still in shock, currently consulting with my legal team.
I might have to engage a legal team at this rate as well. Might be lawyers on lawyers. Could become expensive. I love Howie. I did not deliberately put chewing gum there. Jesus.
The love's not coming back your way, Tommy. I'd go and buy a very nice pair of binoculars, and I'd wrap them up in a bow, and I'd send them down to Torquay very quickly.